Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley on the mic. Evergreen's on the mat for the bottom of the sixth, and Eau Claire North has made a pitching change. Sam Stang leaves the game. He was not hit on safely, so he exits a no-hitter in favor of Xavier Bemneister. Bemneister's a right-hander, and he also looks like he's got a lively fastball. Cade Sievertson to lead it off for the Evergreens. I'll give you the line on Sam Stang in just a moment. Sievertson is grounded out to short in his only plate appearance today. He is looking to bunt and takes a pitch outside. You know, Sievertson was looking to lay down a bunt his last time up. I mean, Cade thinks that he's fast enough, left-handed batter, and Cade's got good speed. Thinks that bunting for hits can be a part of his game. Third baseman plays a step in on the infield grass. And Bemneister's pitch is up high. He's behind in the count, two balls, no strikes. Sam Stang worked the first five innings. He allowed one run. It was not earned. No hits. The Evergreens still looking for their first hit in this ballgame. And this is a fly ball left field that's down the left field line in foul territory and out of play. Two balls and a strike. Stang struck out seven and walked two. The only run that the Evergreens got was when Stang threw wildly to first base, trying to rush a throw to get Nolan Hoppe and threw it up the right field line. It was a three-base error, and the Evergreens would get that run on a ground ball. Slow roller to second, play at first, got him by a step. Beg your pardon, the Evergreens would get that run in on a wild pitch. So Stang, although he was not hit on safely, I mean, he kind of figures in the run that came around to score, it was his error and his wild pitch that cost him a run. One out and nobody on. Here comes Owen Latondras, who is 0 for 2 for the Evergreens. And again, we've just seen why that's the problem of probably keeping Cade Sievertson in the number 9 spot not for long. Sievertson, best bat in the Everest lineup in the early season, is going to only get to hit twice in this game. Latondras checked his swing and did not go around. That's ball one. We're sponsored here by the Brainerd Funeral Home, ready to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. 1-0 pitch to Latondras is down low, two balls and no strikes. Xavier Bemneister on in relief for Sam Stang here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Evergreens trailing 5-1. 2-0 pitch, that bounces off the plate, three balls and no strikes. But now, since the Evergreens are trailing by four, and we are late, Latondras has got to be taking here. Need base runners in this spot. Got to make Xavier Bemneister throw a strike. 3-0 pitch, and he does not throw a strike. It is inside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Owen Latondras. Jackson Miles has struck out both plate appearances, but those were against the tougher left-hander, Sam Stang, so now he will take his turn against Xavier Bemneister. And again, I'm thinking, since the Evergreens need even more base runners, that you may make Jackson Miles take here until strike one comes. Bemmeister's got to show that he can throw strikes. Miles was not taking there and takes a strike, though, on the outside corner. He was in hitting position. He's looking for something that he could put into play. Evergreens arrived today with a 4-2 record. Earlier in the week, got two wins against Wausau East. We should probably talk about that before the doubleheader is over. That's fouled off, no balls and two strikes. To wrap up next week's baseball schedule, the Evergreens Monday are on the road at Antigo, a late 5 o'clock instead of 4:30 game. Then the Evergreens have two games at home. The Mosinee Indians come calling to Simon Field on Tuesday. We played down at their place last season. They're coming up here for a Tuesday game. And then the Evergreens play again on Friday. Ground ball to third. Slow roller. Bobbled by the third baseman. There might not be a play anywhere. Got it over to first base in time for the out. Logan Rasmussen bobbled that ball for a moment and then was still able to pick it up. He was thinking about whether he would go to second base or not. Jackson Miles is retired. There are two outs now, and there's a man at second. Brady Sendelbach will hit. Can't assume a double play there, so there's no error assessed. Jackson Miles is retired 0 for 3, and Brady Sendelbach still looking for his first hit of the afternoon. RBI spot with a man at second and two outs. Pitches a strike to Brady Sendelbach. And then the Evergreens will play again Friday, so a third game in this upcoming week when Medford comes to call. It's funny, the Evergreens play Medford in a couple of sports. girls basketball. Medford was on the schedule. The Evergreens played them in boys basketball as well. It's just funny that I don't get to see Medford a lot for our Fox Sports broadcasts. In the other sports, usually there's another team that's playing in conference, and Medford is out of conference, so we wind up not covering that game. We will see Medford on Friday, though, when they visit Simon Field. Ground ball deep in the hole at short. Throw across the diamond is low, scooped out by Gabriel Richardson at first base, and the Evergreens do not score. A walk, runner moves to second base, but moves no further. We're going to the seventh and final inning with Eau Claire North leading 5-1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. We go to the seventh inning. Eau Claire North leads 5-1, and they'll send 3, 4, and 5 in their batting order up against Tommy Alston. For Alston, this is a fourth inning of work in relief of Roman McGuire, who made his varsity debut in innings 1, 2, and 3. First pitch here is a well-hit ball to center. Going back on this is Cade Sievertson. He's got a beat on it, boy. Sievertson, the number of bases that he saves for Everest pitchers by playing a good center field right there. Long fly ball out to start off the seventh inning. A correction to our baseball schedule that was just reviewed. The Tuesday game that I told you about a moment ago against Mosinee postponed to be rescheduled later in the season. Mosinee in the Great Northern Conference apparently has a conference game that they have to make up, so they have begged off of the Tuesday game. Eau Claire North sends up a pinch hitter in this spot. This is Xavier Bemmeister, who is going to bat for himself here in the DH spot. First pitch from Alston was ball one. Pitch here is off speed and just misses off the corner. Alston looked in like he thought he had the black there. Instead, it's two balls and no strikes. And Tommy Alston slowly walks back to the pitching rubber and now is ready to deliver 0-2 and gets a makeup call on the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. The second pitch in the sequence was probably a better pitch than the third one, and no matter, we've arrived exactly where we should be at two balls and one strike. One out and nobody on base as we play here in the top of the seventh. Pitch here is off the fist to center field again. Cade Sievertson didn't have to move more than a step or two, and Sievertson makes the catch. How many putouts does Cade Sievertson have in this game? Sievertson has 6 putouts in center field, and at least 3 of them have been running putouts. Two outs and nobody on here in the top of the seventh, and Logan Rasmussen, who has yet to be retired, takes his turn at plate. A single, a 2-RBI triple, and a walk. Logan Rasmussen has 3 runs batted in. Pitch here from Tommy Alston is down low. The triple and walk were both against the Everest starter, Roman McGuire. The single, which brought in a run back in the fifth inning, was against Tommy Alston. So the Evergreens yet to retire Logan Rasmussen. And a 1-0 pitch drops in at the knees. One ball and one strike. If you're unfamiliar with high school baseball, we play 7, not 9-inning games. So the Evergreens will get their last at-bat coming up in the bottom of this seventh inning. waiting to see how many runs they need. This has popped up foul ground and out of play into the road. Look out, Carr coming. Bounces safely into the northbound lane, avoiding a southbound. What was that? Looked like a Nissan coming our way. The Nissan sedan narrowly missed. Instead, one ball and two strikes. Alston looks to end the visitor's seventh inning right here. Pitch comes home, bends him back with an inside pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Tommy Alston has not pitched poorly in relief at all. Two runs, three hits. Hasn't struck out anyone. One walk. So this is a much improved start than the last time we saw Tommy Alston pitch, and that's nice to see. Waiting on a 2-2 pitch here. Leg kick coming home. Checked his swing. Called strike three, and the inning comes to an end. A three-up, three-down inning for Tommy Alston. The last at-bat is coming up for the Evergreens, and they need four runs to keep this one going. It's Eau Claire North 5, D.C. Everest 1 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank takes pride in establishing banking relationships with our customers. People who bank at Intercity enjoy banking with people they know. They appreciate the convenient services we offer, like our free mobile app, and that we're open late Friday nights and Saturdays till noon. Whatever your lifestyle, Intercity is here to serve you. It's all about banking relationships, building community. We finance things you love and need. Cars and boats, campers and motorcycles. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lending team works with our in-house processing department, which means you have fewer hassles and a smoother road to closing. Whether you're purchasing, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Financing for cottages, hunting, and recreational property too. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Trailing 5-1 against Eau Claire North. I'm Chris Conley, and this is game one of a doubleheader between the Evergreens and Huskies. And the Evergreens send 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order up against Xavier Burmeister. Hunter Gipp to lead off for the Evergreens. Gipp is 0-2 today. Evergreens are still looking for their first hit here in their last at-bat in the 7th inning. The Evergreens have yet to hit safely against Eau Claire North pitching. And there's a strike. Everest has had base runners. In fact, they have had 4 base runners, 3 via walk and 1 on a 3-base throwing error. That was the run that came around to score, which is why we're at 5-1. 0-1 pitch to Gibb is outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. This is Xavier Benmeister, who is on in relief of Sam Stang. Without a big comeback, Stang would be the winning pitcher, and he pitched well today. Again, what you don't like is if you haven't hit safely in the first game, you still got another game to go, you're thinking, gee, maybe it's not our day. I'll just tell you, the Eau Claire pitching has been really good. Chopped off the plate right back to the mound. Bemmeister fields it cleanly and gets it over to first base, and there's the out.
Left fielder, 7.
Ty Treader today is 0-2. Treader popped out to the third baseman and grounded to short. Now the left-handed batter gets to hit against right-handed pitching for the first time today. So Ty Treader should find this more to his liking. Takes strike one. Ty Treader on the season now is 4-14. Not sure we may see Treader pitching in game two of this doubleheader. The Evergreens haven't shared with us yet who will be pitching in the second game. Reaches out, slow blooping ball. It is over the head of the shortstop. There's the first hit. Reaching out for that one and just punching it over the head of shortstop Carter Hesselman, Ty Treader is the first Evergreen to hit safely. And the Evergreens, with one out, have a man on first. Nolan Hoppe is the player who scored the Evergreens' only run. Hoppe chopped the ball off the plate. The pitcher Sam Stang had to get off the mound and hurried his throw to first and threw it way up the right field line. So Hoppe today is officially 0-2, but does have a run scored. And he hits here with a man at first base. Evergreens with two outs to work with. That's a well-hit ball. That's a fair ball smacked down the left field line and into the corner. The Evergreens are going to play this station to station, though. The left fielder, Cal Fadden, came over and got it quickly. The Evergreens have back-to-back hits and runners on first and second. At the varsity level, that was Nolan Hoppe's best hit ball. And now the Eau Claire North coach asks for timeout and will come up to the pitcher's mound here. I mean, it's 5-1. You don't really think that Eau Claire North is in any danger. The Evergreens have to do a little more in this inning to make you feel that the comeback is on in earnest. But still, the Everest bats have woken up here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Good to see that. This conference is going to be broken up soon. The Evergreens will send up a pinch hitter in Brandon Jellick's spot. Trevor Samuelson will hit. Very happy to see Trevor Samuelson make his pitching debut. That happened earlier this week. Came on in relief in that extra inning. Worked three innings. Did not give up a run. He was behind some of the batters that he faced. Gave up a couple of walks, but Samuelson got better in each of the three innings that he pitched. Samuelson will get to hit here with one out and two men on base. And the first pitch from Xavier Bemmeister to Samuelson is low and outside. Ball one. I mean, things get interesting. If Samuelson gets on base, it would bring the tying run to the plate. Which is why you want your pitcher to throw strikes here if you're Eau Claire North. And that's outside two. Two balls and no strikes. Just get the feeling that the pressure is up a little bit for Xavier Bemmeister here. Again, Samuelson's a left-handed bat, so the Evergreens opt for the lefty in this spot. Men on first and second, and there's a strike. Two balls and one strike. I mean, a lot of possibilities here. You get Samuelson on, the Evergreens get the tying run to the plate. That's great. A double play here ends the ball game, so there are possibilities for both teams in this spot with one out in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1 pitch, checked his swing. That's outside. Wow, Xavier Bemmeister thought maybe that was a strike. It was close. His catcher thought that maybe Samuelson went. He didn't. And we've got to three balls and one strike here. One pitch away from loading the bases. Take here? I think so. Taking ball four outside. And indeed, the Evergreens in the bottom of the seventh will make the visiting Eau Claire North Huskies sweat this one out. The bases are loaded. The Evergreens opt for Delton Zuliger as a pinch hitter in Brady Pazar's spot. Delton Zuliger will hit here. Bases are full of Evergreens. Ty Treader at third, Nolan Hoppe at second, and Trevor Samuelson at first. Actually, the Evergreens, I believe, have just opted for a courtesy runner for Samuelson. Big spot here for Delton Zuliger. With one out, he represents the tying run. North plays the infield at double play depth. The double play would end the ball game. First ball swinging foul, and that just misses the black SUV and nearly hits the other black sedan coming in the other direction as that's fouled off into the road. Again, tell your friends and neighbors, listen to the game on Fox Sports. When the foul ball is coming towards your car, well, we'll save you an insurance claim. No balls and one strike. Delton Zuliger takes down low. That's close again. Xavier Bemmeister is a frustrated pitcher. He thinks he's getting squeezed here in the seventh inning. Delton Zuliger for the season has one hit, 1-for-6. Limited plate appearances. Hitting here with the bases loaded. And that is on the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Cade Sievertson, the best bat in the Everest lineup, will get a chance to hit, assuming there is no double play here. Delton Zuliger cannot hit into two. That would end the ballgame. He's waiting on a 1-2 pitch with the bases full of Evergreens. Reaches out and fouls that one back. And that also narrowly misses the black Suburban. That last car that was almost hit was a black Suburban, too. That tells you that you're in a good neighborhood. Or that there's a lot of FBI activity around this area. Hard to say which. Another 1-2 pitch coming up here to Delton Zuliger. Hit to the outfield, brings in two or more. Checked his swing. That's outside. Again, Bemmeister's misses have been close. Two balls and two strikes. That could have been strike three. Instead, two and two. Zuliger waits. Leg kick coming home. That's high. Count is full. No question about that. And again, Xavier Bemmeister is a frustrated pitcher here. A little bit rattled. He's given up two hits and a walk. A walk here would get the Evergreens one run closer. Then Cade Sievertson could be the winning run. Cade Sievertson awaits on deck. 3-2 pitch coming here, and it is a swing and a miss. The pitcher comes back and wins that battle. Xavier Bemmeister has struck out Dalton Zuliger. Cade Sievertson to bat. He represents the final out of the ballgame if Eau Claire North can retire him. There is no one the Evergreens would rather have at the plate in this spot. Cade Sievertson is 0-2 today, but has the highest batting average on the team. In this four-run game, he's the tying run with the bases loaded. First pitch is strike one. Cade Sievertson for the season, 11-19. Not too shabby. And waiting here on an 0-1 pitch. That's way up high, one ball and one strike. Again, Eau Claire North probably doesn't know anything about Cade Sievertson. I mean, Cade is not a big kid, not physically intimidating at the plate, and yet does nothing but hit the ball all over the ballpark. Can hit for power, too. 1-1 pitch. Two outs. It's a fly ball. He got under it to center field. This is sinking. This may be trouble. It's down. It falls in front of the center fielder. One run scores. Two run score. As we play at the plate, he's safe. Catcher couldn't hold the ball. Wow. Eau Claire North almost got the final out of the game in center field. It fell in front of center fielder Eli Johnson. And then they almost got the second batter coming around trying to score. Catcher, I think, may have had the third out if he was able to hold on to the ball. Cade Sievertson hits safely, gets two runs in, and it's 5-3. And the ball game continues, and Owen Latondras will come up. The Evergreens have the tying runs on base here. Latondras represents the winning run, and there'll be another conference at the mound. So a lot happened in that Cade Sievertson at bat. That ball was not particularly well hit. It was just popped up to the shallowest center field, and Eli Johnson, the center fielder, couldn't get to it. And in that spot, too, with the bases loaded, you have to play the outfielders back because it's the extra base hit that brings in three runs that could really hurt you. Eau Claire North is going to make a pitching change. So on the Cade Sievertson hit, two runs come in, and it's 5-3. So let's see who the new pitcher will be. Carter Hesselman is coming in to pitch. Eau Claire North was probably not planning on using another pitcher here. This was a 5-1 ball game when this inning started. It actually gives both teams really a chance to catch their breath. The Evergreens, this would be a very impressive comeback should the Evergreens be able to pull this off. Carter Hesselman was already in the game. Hesselman was the starting shortstop. He now moves in to pitch in this spot. Hesselman is a lefty, so we shift back. Well, the Evergreens have no hits in this game against left-handed pitching. All three hits come against the right-hander, Xavier Bemmeister. Bemmeister, let's see, he cannot be the losing pitcher in this game. He is responsible for the two runners on base. The winning run, though, will be the batter, Owen Latondras, who is waiting to take his turn at the plate. And again, if Carter Hesselman can come in and get Latondras out, he'll get a one-out save, a one-batter save. We cannot quite give you the final line here on Xavier Bemmeister, and we are waiting for Carter Hesselman to complete his warm-up tosses. I had said that Carter Hesselman was a left-hander. Apparently, I'm a little dyslexic. He is a right-hander. And he is completing his warm-up tosses here. If someone is dyslexic and looks to read the word, are they lestixic? Maybe. ready to go again with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Carter Hesselman to pitch, and Owen Latondras is ready to take his turn. Righty to righty. The first pitch is down low and almost wild. Catcher Joe Feck had to make a good stop. That would have brought the runners into scoring position. There are men on first and second, and the Evergreens trail by only two, but they are down to their final out. It rests to Owen Latondras, who is 0 for 2 with a walk today. 1-0 pitch hit on the ground to short, could end the ball game. They go to the force at second, and the game is over. The Evergreens make some noise in their final at-bat at the seventh inning, but the rally comes up short. D.C. Everest gets two runs across when they needed four to keep the ball game going. Our final score, Eau Claire North has defeated D.C. Everest 5-3. We'll be back to wrap up after a two-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.